Dr. Stokesbury, you're recognized for 5 minutes.
Thank you. Thank you very much for the introduction, and I thank the members of the subcommittee for the invitation to testify before you today. I was asked to speak on fisheries data collection, specifically how we developed an alternative survey for the sea scallop fishery and if similar techniques can apply for other fisheries. The critical thing about managing fisheries is collecting accurate data. The Magnuson-Stevens Act gives control of data collection to NOAA fisheries. However, I think there are cooperative ways to collect accurate data as well. The sea scallop stock has rebuilt from a low harvest of $87 million in 1997 to landings worth about $455 million annually from 2003 to 2012. The current situation with the groundfish industry is in stark contrast to the scallop fishery. Scientific uncertainties are huge, and many fishermen are saying, this is it, it's over, it's the end of the fishery. How did the scallop stock rebuild so quickly? Can the groundfish stock rebuild as well? To answer these questions, we need to be able to accurately measure the abundance and the spatial distribution of these animals. The primary sampling tool for most fishery stocks in the U.S. are a trawl or a dredge. With them, you can say, there was an average of 1,000 scallops per tow in 2012. But this doesn't mean anything unless you have other tows to compare it to. This is a relative estimate of a relative estimate. What you need is an absolute estimate. Then you can say there were 4 billion scallops on Georgia's Bank in 2012, which clearly means something. You can compare that number to other years, other animals, and you can decide how many of them you'd like to harvest. Under the Magnuson-Stevens Act, uncertainty in stock assessment leads to more conservative estimates of allowable catch. I believe that the fisheries research should return to a fundamental principle of field ecology, seeking absolute measures, which is the numbers per unit area, and determining the associated uncertainties. For scallops, we set out to get an absolute measure. Working with the fishermen, we tried to avoid preconceived notions. We simply tried to estimate the number of animals at different sizes and where they were located. The fishermen outlined their historic fishing grounds for us. We had very limited funds, so sampling gear had to be cheap and readily available. And with that, we developed a video quadrat sampling pyramid and surveyed on a grid. Now we have completed 150 video cruise surveys on Georgia's Bank and the Mid-Atlantic. All the vessels have been donated, as well as most of the food, fuel, and fishermen's time. Within each quadrat, 50 invertebrates and fish are counted and the substrates are identified. Counts are standardized to individuals per meter squared, and these estimates are expanded by the area to give a population estimate. Our first surveys were used to support the opening of the Nantucket Lightship and closed Area 1 scallop grounds, instantly increasing the harvest by 5.5 million pounds worth $55 million. In 2003, we expanded our video survey to cover the entire scallop resource, and this doubled the estimate of abundance, which is worth approximately 2.4 billion US. This system has been accepted by the National Marine Fisheries Service. It has been published in 25 peer-reviewed scientific papers, and over 100 students and fishermen have worked together on this research. So what's the future? The biggest question in fisheries continues to be, what is the relationship between the spawning adults and the new recruits? The trick is having the scientific techniques to see the recruits as soon as it occurs, and the management structure in place to act quickly and protect it. The Magnuson-Stevens Act should include this. We're working on new ways to try and measure groundfish using acoustics and video techniques. We just conducted a preliminary survey placing a video camera system in the cod end of a groundfish otter trawl. The results look promising, and we hope to develop into a full-blown survey. If so, it will sample an order of magnitude more seafloor than the conventional trawl surveys. To me, the way forward is to get out there and work with the fishermen, measuring what's going on. If we can use new technologies to look at these populations clearly and simply, perhaps we can start grasping their underlying dynamics. There is still an incredible amount of potential in the wild fisheries of New England, and the infrastructure and people willing to and invested in figuring out how to make it work sustainably. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Stokesbury.